From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. Arkansas's spending on prisons and community corrections got a lengthy examination before a select committee of the state legislature on Wednesday. No legislator took serious issue with the roughly $500 million budget, but as Arkansas Public Media's Bobby Ampazon reports, neither was everyone perfectly satisfied as next month's fiscal session looms ahead.
I'd like to know how much the telephone company...
The Joint Budget Committee took aim at the 2018 budget for the state's corrections departments, examining everything from health care and prison farms to the cost of a phone call behind bars. Here's Republican State Representative Kim Hendren.
But if a guy gets put in prison, not only do we put him down there, we fix it where he can't afford to call his family. Now that bothers me.
A phone call costs $3 just to connect and 12 cents a minute after that, Director Sheila Sharp said. Hendren also stuck up for his son, State Senator Jim Hendren, whose company, Hendren Plastics, is a defendant in lawsuits alleging mistreatment of workers in the corrections system, court ordered to work there as an alternative to jail.
There are lawsuits right now in Northwest Arkansas of employers that are getting sued because they participated in something assigned by a judge to hire these people. And these employers are paying their own legal fees about that. That's outrageous. That ought to be stopped. And we ought to care about that kind of stuff. And do you all know about that?
Democratic Senator Will Bond of Little Rock took issue with the absence of money budgeted to hire more parole officers. Arkansas parole officers have a much higher than recommended caseload, he said.
One of the best things we can do, both for the person who's getting out of prison and for the community, is monitor those people very diligently in their first year or two of release. It gives them a much better chance for success and rebuilding their lives, and it also makes the community safer.
Bond considers himself a budget conservative, but there's priorities, he said. Keeping communities safe is a state's first priority. In Little Rock, I'm Bobby Ampazon, Arkansas Public Media.
Arkansas Public Media is a statewide reporting project funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and public radio stations all across Arkansas. You can like Arkansas Public Media on Facebook for more of their coverage. This is KUAR News.